Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for July 3rd through the 9th of 2022. We have a powerful week to get through. It opens Monday, July 4th, with Pallas entering Gemini until September 6th. So deep breath. Pallas represents your unique genius and healing capacity, and in Gemini, that means that the healing and evolution will come through your language and thoughts. Words have power and a vibratory frequency of their own, so we can use them for positive affirmations, chants, songs, or rewriting our individual stories. We can heal our mental body during this time. Pallas in Gemini recommends NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, where we consciously move away from habitual thinking, which has created deep grooves in our brains that we follow unconsciously, unless or until we actively change our thinking. You may have heard me call this activate your twin. That's when you take your sun, moon, and rising signs and consciously practice embodying and expressing the opposite sign energy. When the nature of my Cancer sun, Virgo moon, and Sag rising was getting me in trouble in my teens and early 20s, I decided I would break my own negative patterns by consciously expressing a Capricorn sun, Pisces moon, and Gemini rising. So you see what I did? If you're not familiar, Aries and Libra are two sides of the same energy, opposite each other, always, always, always. Taurus, Scorpio are opposite each other, Gemini, Sag, Cancer, Capricorn, Leo, Aquarius, and Virgo, Pisces. So we say 12 signs, but there's really six sets of two. And when you practice activating your twin, you start to learn that there's certain aspects of that other sign in you as well that you can tap into as a resource. And it did actually help me break some negative patterns in a very big and permanent way. Like I never went back either. It unlocked the old grooves and allowed me to embody and express a more balanced and integrated nature of my own. That's what also happens when you activate your twin and embody that opposite nature. Writing, poetry, storytelling, songwriting, or any oral traditions are all supported to use as healing tools during this time. So this is July to September. Pallas in Gemini helps us to get to the deeper truth and then express it in a whole new way. The shadow of this energy is thinking that your truth is the only truth or that your ideas and concepts are the only way to go. Pallas's symbol is a diamond on top of a cross, indicating that she helps us balance and integrate our human and spirit selves, but also the diamond gives that prismatic perspective that can see many facets of a concept, idea, or situation. Use this energy to get some personal clarity, release any dogmatic thinking or following the crowd, and activate some new neural pathways that are more useful and relevant to here and now. So I would add here that Pallas takes 4 to 5 years to move through the zodiac, so it's been a minute since she's been in Gemini. Also, that she will be there as of August 20th when Mars moves into Gemini to do its retrograde process. So this is actually also going to contribute to the healing process that's available for our mental body. Yes, there is a war on our mental health, and there are different aspects of the social collective trying to take us out and take down our mental body so that they're not functioning properly. But Pallas here brings the healing and the strategy for her evolving to the next level and the clarity on which part is really in need. So this is kind of a juicy timing to have this. But I jump ahead with that Mars combo. The very next day, Tuesday the 5th, Mars enters Taurus. His last stop before the retrograde. So we always look at the last thing it does and then the first thing it does around a retrograde. So we're going in Taurus, where our values and priorities are shifting. Then we're going to linger in Gemini to review all that's awakened in our consciousness over the last 2 years at a minimum, possibly 24 to 30 years. So think late 80s, early 90s. A lot of those cycles are back, for real. But after we do all that processing, and we get organized in our thinking and our ideas and concepts, then the very first thing Mars does after that is step into Cancer. So we know that we are going to come out of this making choices and decisions based on new values and priorities but also based on that which is going to nourish and protect us ultimately. This is a time to think with your feelings, which I think we're going to get into next, but it's a time to have your senses sharp and alert and your self-awareness and your bullshit meter that you can call other folks on when it just does not sit as truth. Because right now, the more integrity you can be and the more honest and upfront with everybody, the less drama there is on the backside. So, didn't mean to off-road like that. Let's dive into Mars moving through Taurus right now, July 5th to August 20th. So this energy is driven to create something useful and beautiful, or at least making enough money to afford the useful and beautiful. There is a deep-rooted understanding and inner knowing that rewards come through hard work, dedication, and patience. You will work harder than ever during this time. That's why it's vital to stay focused. The underlying drive here is often financial security, but we have to go deeper to the personal values and priorities. You must understand fully that money is one of the many resources and not always a guarantee of happiness. Food, sex, and money are personal aspects of life that we all have our preferences about, but when you are evolving, so too do your tastes and desires. So it is good to consciously upgrade when Mars moves through Taurus. What are you attracted to and repelled by at this time? Whatever you're working on or creating at this time has the capacity to be of great value or possibly even bring financial gain. However, that should not be your primary motivation. So we don't want to be motivated by money. We want to be motivated by beauty, sharing, community, connection, vitality, life force energy, right? If that's our primary motivation, money follows that. It's very simple. When you're in a higher vibration and you're feeling beauty inside you and you're feeling beauty all around you, that is when you are your most magnetic and you can magnetize anything that you need, desire, or deserve, and you naturally repel that which is not of that frequency. So it's a great practice to get into working with your magnetic field this way. And Mars entering Taurus for the first time in 2 years, like I said, it's been a minimum of that. Also, this Taurian energy has a single-mindedness about it, which is great for accomplishing a goal or finishing a project, but not so great for starting new projects or moving in a completely new direction. Okay, that's not going to work anyway because it's going to retrograde soon. So the note here is that this is the precursor to Mars lingering in Gemini in order to reset things in that department of life. So I suggest that we use this energy to really connect to our true values and priorities so that when we explore the radically new and different options and opportunities that we have to sift through will be much easier going forward. So let me give you an example. Taurus rules my sixth house of daily routine and health and well-being and the natural rhythms that I can live with on a day-to-day basis. Gemini rules my seventh house of relationships. So if I get this personal reset in the sixth house below the horizon, working on Kelly, in order, I can go and interact after the reset Mars does in Gemini around who I am and what I want in partnership collaborations or relationships. Then that reset happens in my seventh house of how much I can actually do. So I want to work on my health and body and my endurance and my strength and flexibility. And I want to be so grounded in my body that my mental isn't all over the place, right? And if I manage all that over the next 2 months and feel good about it, then the review that Mars is going to activate of my relationships in the seventh house, and this is anyone that has a Sag rising, this is going to be your lineup, is that the Taurus is the sixth and Gemini is the seventh. So just one way to look at it, you know, is those back-to-back houses are getting reset and awakened and shifted around in some kind of way. Same day on the 5th, which is Tuesday, Mercury enters Cancer until July 19th. Now, this is special because this is the first stop after Mercury's retrograde through Taurus Gemini. So see how that energy is getting a lot of action over this year, last year, the year before. It's been a big shift between the Gemini Sag energy into the Taurus Scorpio energy. So I've been touching on this and how our consciousness has been awakened and what we believe to be true or possible is shifted and changed. So now with Taurus Scorpio, what we embody and what values we act on going forward, what we develop and build with our own two hands is vitally important. So Mercury just did this rewiring in our thinking, our ideas, our creative ideas, anything that we're processing and trying to understand better or learn about right now. We had a little reset in that department, and first stop, Cancer. So it is officially time between now and Leo time, which happens around July 20th, right? So Mercury is going to be in Cancer till July 19th. It's time to process, digest, and release all that we've been through, especially now that we're on the other side of the Mercury retrograding through Gemini Taurus departments. Mercury in Cancer is a special reminder to be cautious and caring with self and others. It's time to get okay with moving sideways or backwards before going forward. And like a crab, we explore the perimeter to make sure that it is safe before going after what we want. Since this year has activated this amazing awakening and forced us all to connect with new ideas, thoughts, and concepts to communicate or express ourselves, this will be a great time to further develop whatever ideas have come to you this year so far. Now, we're in July. We're headed toward the pre-harvest. It's another signal not to be trying to jump off and start brand new things, but really check in with what's thriving and that you can build on. They are your babies, and it is your responsibility to nurture their development and release them to feed the world in their own way. If you haven't already, take some time for inward focus and deep, radical self-care. Tis the season, okay? Cancer time is self-care time. We have to honor how we feel periodically, even if the culture would have us numbed out and constantly distracted. It's like spring cleaning for your feelers, that inner empath that you are, that feels and senses what is best for you and your family or community that you love. Use this energy to tune into what messages your particular moods have for you as well. Be sure to remind yourself over and over to think with your feelings or think with your heart and be aware of your own sensitivity and boundary issues. It may be time to reestablish that on some level so that you are clear and capable of discerning whether it is your own feelings and thoughts that you're picking up along the way or someone else's nearby. Okay, boundaries are critical right now. Either way, it's always a good time to slow down, to do your own inner process and self-reflection to make sure that you are not operating on autopilot when the current path is so changeable, okay? We want to stay present. Moment is where the magic is. It's where the opportunities are. It's where the creative solutions are. If we're locked in on autopilot, just going along to get along, getting along to go along, it's a problem. Things are changing every second of the day as you evolve and wake up. The last thing I think this one will be good for is also conjuring up memories from the past, or you may feel the ancestors close by. So be sure to call in the loving, benevolent, well ancestors if you are looking for a message or confirmation. It is time to be more caring and compassionate overall, but we don't have to be pushovers either. It is time to ask what feeds you on the deeper levels, that which has perhaps only recently been revealed to your own conscious awareness. Okay, deep breath. Some of the awakening that we've had, some of the Mercury retrograde review that we just came through is changing things. And so we're realizing that maybe we were binging on junk food for the mind in some capacity, down rabbit holes of Sakmed or however you define it. And you're realizing it doesn't feed you. It doesn't change your world. It doesn't contribute anything positive. It's a waste of time and a distraction. So check in with what feels right and what feeds you on deeper levels. Same day, Tuesday is a pretty big day energetically. Mercury sextile Mars for the third time in a row, thanks to its retrograde. So this one's very interesting because it met up in April, April 8th to be exact, when Mercury was in Aries and Mars was in Aquarius. Then it met up in May, May 23rd, when Mercury had moved to Taurus and Mars had moved to Pisces. Now, at that point, Mercury was definitely retrograde. Now it's gone direct in its final hit, July 5th. Mercury's now in Cancer and Mars is in Taurus. So these are very specific combos that a normal retrograde would be the same signs three times over. It's a process. We know that. But this time the process was more complex and more detailed and really powerful to go down, like I said, between a Mercury retrograde and a Mars retrograde, right? So there's so many things being brought into our awareness. By the same token, the general energy of a Mercury sextile Mars is a healthy, selfish energy, also known in Kelly's world as self-preservation, which is not selfish, but essential. Yeye would say it is the first law of nature, self-preservation. Okay, deep breath. So don't hold back this week. If you have a big dream or a serious goal that you've been working toward, then this is the time that may attract the assistance you need from the universe. This is definitely a work energy. However, it also brings with it the caveat that it is best if you work alone on something important to you. No one else is or ever will be as dedicated to your goal as you will be, nor should you expect them to be, right? You are now connected to that extra energy it takes to push your goals to the next level, bringing you a sense of accomplishment while also outlining the next tasks to be done. Opportunities present themselves all the time. All you have to do is be ready. If you are given the opportunity to make a presentation, then go for it. Your clarity, energy, and enthusiasm will be unmatched, and that is what people respond to. Don't choose this time to be shy or doubt that you're ready. You're definitely ready, otherwise you wouldn't be here. One of my favorite sayings is, at the moment of commitment, the universe conspires to assist you. It's time to decide if you're committed and how truly committed you are to your own success. Deep breath. So I added a special note about those three different activations. In April, the energies were supporting your independent ideas that can serve the community. In May, the energies were supporting your practical thinking and imaginative responses. And now, in July, the energies are supporting your most creative ideas and their practical application. Deep breath. Oh, that's Tuesday. Mercury and Mars Day. Our thoughts and our actions. How we think and what we do about it. How we process our lives and then the choices we make to follow. Then on the 7th, which is Thursday, Vesta is going to retrograde in Pisces until October 5th, when it will go direct in Aquarius. So, Vesta is all about what is sacred to the individual. It is where we tend to focus to the exclusion of other things. So it is rather intense wherever it lives in your chart. And for the next several months, it's going back and forth over the Aquarius-Pisces cusp. In Aquarius, Vesta is super focused on freedom, independence, and sovereignty, almost at the expense of deeper connections with others. In this place, she is the ultimate humanitarian, and she can also be the true free spirit who can be intimate without the chains of commitment, demands, or expectations. Vesta in Pisces is more of a dreamer, the artist who can convey the deepest meaning through any medium of expression. In Pisces, it is easier to get carried away with your visions and dreams, and there is a tendency to need better boundaries and good systems in place so that you can determine the necessary steps for manifesting those dreams. These dynamics are very different from each other, so we will experience this back and forth between feeling free and sovereign, but also of being one with all life. Ultimately, I think it will be a good review that helps us all recalibrate those very dynamics. How much freedom and how much unity do you need as an individual? Deep breath. And what feels sacred to you? Last activation comes Saturday, Mercury squaring Jupiter. And if I'm not mistaken, it was in a good angle to Jupiter last week or so. But now we got a challenge. This energy challenges you to integrate your smaller individual point of view with the larger vision for your life. On one hand, you can see the big picture in new ways. But on the other hand, you may not be very interested in the details that bring it about. This is another good one for expanding your consciousness and thinking outside the box. But as the insights come into your conscious awareness, be mindful of the steps it will take to make your ideas a reality. This activation is also great for course corrections where your ideas are concerned and will open you up to learning something new or bring in a crucial piece of information. Just keep in mind that you will have to stabilize anything that you start and probably have to review some details down the road because of something you overlooked in your enthusiasm for the new truth revealed from within. So yes, we're going to make lots of connections post-Mercury retrograde. We're going to start to make some new connections as Mars starts unraveling things in Gemini, showing you which ideas you don't really care about anymore, showing you which trains of thought are really destructive to your own goals and dreams and the things you want to do, you know? So this is a powerful reset year, especially after the years of 2020 and 21 that we had worldwide. Like, no one is exempt, right? So we're at the point where we've taken all we can take, and our little systems are telling us we have to set up better boundaries to function better. Otherwise, we're going to go down with the ship. And that's not what we want to do. We chose to be here at this transitional time to be part of the root, to part of the seed of the new culture that is life-focused instead of death-focused, and that is community-oriented instead of this rugged individualism, go-it-alone type of thing that never works, you know? The lone wolf only works alone for a while. Then it has to join up with a pack to function properly. And they usually don't live as long either, out on their own. So we are meant to be in community. If you don't have one, start one. Find a need and fill it. There's something out there you feel like the world needs to talk about? Let's start the conversation. There are different ways for you to use this energy of new creative self-expression. There are ways to make new choices that demonstrate without argument, without explanation, what you believe. You know, your choices and actions are going to demonstrate that. You don't have to explain it to anyone. If you've grown, you really don't have to explain it to anyone. So don't get me started. Before I let you go, I'll just say July is my little bit of a breather before I start up the Astro 101 class again for August, September. That'll be the last session for the year because October, November takes me into the ancestor work and it gets pretty hectic then. So if you were with us last year and want to do it again, or if you missed it last year and really felt left out and want to do it with us this year, the 9 layers of the soul and the 9-day ancestor elevation that we do between Halloween and November 8th is a big deal. And hopefully we'll be doing it in person in New Orleans. That was mentioned, and I'm just putting that out in the ethers. I can definitely be there. It's all about getting yay there with ease and grace and comfortable travel, right? Travel is not comfortable anymore. So we want to make that as easy for our elders as possible so that they can stay engaged. And other than that, I'm looking to create that Mercury retrograde as a download. So look forward to the fall retrograde. It's going to be pretty important because it's Libra Virgo. Mars is going to be in the heart of its retrograde. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I am adding these 2 community events to my calendar. I think I want to do a call on the North Node and Uranus getting together in Taurus. This is a huge deal. It's been hundreds of years since it happened in Taurus. And critical for us to understand because I believe their activation is technically July 31st. So if we get together on July 20th to discuss it, that will be a fun day in July. And another community event I've put on the calendar for Wednesday, August 24th, which will be the free call on Mars retrograde in Gemini. And that's when I'll go in depth about what the Mars retrograde in Gemini is all about. So stay tuned for links to that. Hopefully you can join me live. But if you can't join me live on those Wednesdays, I totally will have recordings and things that you can get to after the fact. So I'll keep you posted. Meantime, reach out if you need to. I hope you have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.